Life Audio.
A Prayer When You Don't Have Enough by Betsy DeCruz, read by Leah Martin. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. Mark 6:41. I never worried about money until my kids went to college. As we hunkered down to pay for their studies, unexpected extra expenses always cropped up and made my heart lurch. During our son's sophomore year, we had a medical situation, a broken refrigerator, and a paycheck problem all in the same month. I wondered if our bank account would stretch far enough. I'm sure you also have times when the money in the bank seems too small for your whopping bills. Or maybe you feel like you don't have enough time and strength for the job, or enough wisdom for the decision. When resources are in short supply, we start to focus on our lack. That's what the disciples were doing when Jesus asked them to feed the 5,000 people. "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they said in Luke 9:13. Jesus, however, took the little they had, lifted it to heaven, and gave thanks. And he put what they had to use. Man's scarcity turned to God's abundance as they broke the loaves to feed 5,000 people and later gathered 12 baskets of leftovers. What resource are you lacking today? Is your bank account shrinking, your refrigerator empty, or your closet looking sparse? Maybe you don't have enough time to get all the things done. Or maybe you lack strength to get through your latest challenge, or you ran out of patience for your kids. Will you join me in taking 3 steps? 1, bring what you have to Jesus and entrust it to his care. The disciples brought what they had to Jesus. Even Jesus himself lifted up the 2 fish and 5 loaves to his heavenly Father. Let's bring our small resources to Jesus so he can multiply them. 2, give thanks for God's supplies. After Jesus lifted up the small meal to heaven, he gave thanks. So rather than focus on what we don't have, let's give God thanks for what he's already supplied us. 3, focus on God's abundance rather than your lack. Trust God to supply what you need out of his abundant resources. Praise him for his love, power, and faithfulness. Let's develop a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. God has more than enough to supply every need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know my needs. My time is little and my strength is small, but I bring them to you. Sometimes it seems like the money in the bank is never enough, but I bring what I have to you and I entrust it into your care. All I have is yours, and I know you'll supply all I need. Lord, forgive me for focusing on the things I lack and open my eyes to the riches I already possess. Thank you for what you've given me already. Help me to trust you to meet all my needs. Lord, I praise you because you're the God of abundance. Your love never runs out. Your wisdom never fails. Your strength never runs short. Your blessings overflow in my life and bring joy to my heart. Help me to rest in your sufficiency when I lack resources. I praise you because you have the power to work miracles when my supplies run short. Open my eyes to the table of blessing you've laid out before me and help me trust in your abundant supply. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.